Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pauly. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Gerald Pauly. It's October 9, 2007, and here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released March 5, 2003.
Nazarene. Here's another Bible story I've always wondered about. Was the Tower of Babel real?
This is one of the few Bible stories, Alora, that actually is not real. Man couldn't understand why there was different languages, why people spoke in different ways. So they made up this story that at one time man spoke the same languages, and then God made them speak in Babel, so they couldn't understand each other and separate because they challenged God's glory and built a tower to reach to heaven. It is a funny little story. It's a cute little story. It shows that sometimes man can't understand something, and when he can't understand something, he has to make up a story to fill in a mystery that he has no knowledge of. This sometimes isn't harmful. Sometimes it's very harmful. But it is a demonstration of how that is man separated from each other as different tribes develop. They develop different ways of speaking, communicating with each other, and it shows how man separated. It is a fictional story, but in a way it has some truth, because originally man used to be together, and then they started quarreling, they started arguing with each other, they started having disputes over little pieces of land and stuff, and they separated, and after they separated, they developed different dialects, different languages, different ways of speaking, and this is quite common. And the story of Babel is simply a way of trying to explain these things and trying to make people understand them. And it's not really harmful.
Well, I always thought that didn't sound quite right. Thank you for giving us the facts, Nazarene.
That's why we're here, Alora, to bring back the truth and to make things clearer so people will understand better and be able to save their souls.
We'll be back after the break.
Are you in need of auto insurance? Our good friend Elgard has a wonderful referral site. The address is
www.car-insurance-information.com/.
I'm sure you will find someone there that will be able to fulfill your need.
An open letter from Sarah, the mother of Israel, to the American people. Most profound greetings. I am writing to you today on a very important matter. My dear friend Demetrius has been asked by God to run for the presidency of the United States, and the women in the afterlife are very excited that they may have an opportunity to have someone in the White House that would really support the issues they are interested in. One of those issues is what to do with pedophiles, men and women who have molested children but must be released from prison. The ladies came to me with a petition suggesting this solution, that 5 special communities be set up in the United States, one in Maine, one in Florida, one in Nebraska, one in California, and one in Washington State. These communities should be closed communities. All traffic in and out of them should be monitored. No one should be allowed in these communities that is under 18 years of age. Absolutely and positively, no children should be allowed within 1 mile of these communities. These communities should have all the latest facilities for health care and entertainment. And when pedophiles are released from prison, they should be required to live in these communities. They should be given work there and a place to live. As long as they stay in these communities and do not try to contact children by any means, they will have the freedom of the communities. But if they leave these communities and get in contact with children, they would be arrested, sent back to prison, where they would spend the rest of their lives. I brought this proposal to Demetrius, and he agreed wholeheartedly. If he became president, he would indeed make every effort to set up such communities. And if it became necessary, he thought additional communities might be needed in North Dakota and Texas, and perhaps one in Alaska. He rather liked the idea. I hope the American people will, and support his bid for the presidency so he can put it into action. Sarah, the mother of Israel, and a devoted servant of him that dwells in the holiest of all, now and forever.
We'll be back again.